Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of You Hear Me Podcast, powered by King Society and New Day, New Bars. This podcast is designed to be a platform for fun and exciting conversations and to have open discussions about real meaningful topics. I am your host, King Solo, accompanied by the King, the one and only.
Scott, first episode back since the pilot. Well, me and my boy King Solo, man, we came a long way. We got some merch.
Yes, sir.
We got some merch out, you know what I'm saying? You Hear Me Podcast, man. Go get all that real soon. But for now, man, we're going to hop back into the real deal subject. Often in life, you know what I'm saying, especially to people just getting out of college or people going in through college, you might reach this stagnant, like, mind state in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't really getting nowhere or you ain't really accomplished what you trying to get. You know what I'm saying? Speak on that stagnant mind state, speak on how to get out of that mind space. Speak on how to stay in your lane. You know, whenever you're in a stagnant mind state, people tend to what's that, looking over your shoulder. You're not paying attention to your lane, bro. Speak on that real quick, Solo, about the importance of staying in your lane and what can happen when you do. You feel me?
Yeah, facts, bro. First of all, I like how you put it that if somebody is talking about you, why do they feel comfortable enough to say that around you? That's tough. That's a golden bar for sure. That's tough. But definitely, bro, like, it's crazy because I'm experiencing it right now. Like, just graduated. I'm definitely still looking for a job. And you do find yourself in this stagnant mode. Like, damn, okay, school is all I've known. Like, it was get up, go to school, get up, go to school. And that was the job. Like, my parents even told me, like, don't worry about nothing else. School is your job. Like, that is your job. Get good grades, bringing that home. And for the most part, I did that. But now it's like, what is next? You know what I mean? Not really thinking about going back to grad school at the current moment. Definitely want to pursue a master's degree later down the line. But right now, with that stagnant mindset, is just trying to find something to keep your mind busy and doing something because you don't want to fall. You just don't want to fall off all the way to where your brain is not functioning. You sitting like a couch potato. You don't want to do that. So for me personally, I got back in the gym. That's one thing I had to do because it helped stimulate my mind and gave me that extra energy I needed. Also, reading helped me keep my mind engaged. Since I'm not reading textbooks for classes or for a specific degree, I pick up different books and I just free read. One book I just got done with was The Way of the Superior Man, figuring out how to be a superior man and just dealing with the opposite sex. Like, shit like that. Like, it's something new and different that I wasn't taught in school. My parents didn't teach it to me, but I took the accountability and learned it on my own. So for me, if you at that stagnant, if you just at a place in life where you just stuck, I was just like, you got to figure out something to keep your mind engaged, keep your mind active. You know what I mean? And that's what I would tell anybody, like, just keep your mind engaged and keep your mind active. Don't turn into a couch potato and just letting time pass you by.
No, for sure. And when I think about that, you know what I'm saying, about the stagnicity, I don't even know if that's a real word.
You got to put that at the bottom.
The stagnicity, man, you know what I'm saying? You got to really grow out of that. You got to just, it's all about growing up. And I realize, in my personal opinion, sometimes in life, you're going to stay in that stagnicity, however you want to pronounce that, stagnant place. You're going to stay in that till that pressure get put on. What I mean by that pressure, bills, life, kids, how whatever come to you first, wife, you know what I'm saying? When that pressure get it put on and there's certain things you got to do to get done and you got to, dots and T's and I's to cross and check, that's when you're gonna really put that. And sometimes it take that for some people, it take that for me. It took for life to be on the line for me to really just be like, let me get right. You know what I'm saying? It's not until you going in and you having to work a long day do you be like, dang, I need to think of an invention. I need to do something. I need to create many passive incomes. I need to do something better. You know what I'm saying? Don't let it get to that point. Don't let it get to that point. Like, if you know right now that you don't feel comfortable working, clocking in with somebody, punching on somebody's clock, working for 15, 16, 17, whatever, start right now. Don't wait. Don't wait till tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That's what we doing, and that's what we're going to continue to do. And that leads me to my next.
No, that's real. I'm finna cut you off, though. Talk about that life-changing moment for you, though. What was that life-changing moment? If it happened in college or if it happened in high school, like, what moment in your life you was like, oh, shit, this ain't it? Like, what was it?
I want to say it's been a slow build up through my whole life. I feel like it was a time you go through in an elementary school where, you know, you staying at home for the first time by yourself. Now you like, okay, you know what I'm saying? That's something real small, but you got to peep that, right? So you staying at home for the first time by yourself. And now you like, all right, bet, you know what I'm saying? I might play the game. I'm a put something in, like, you know, you might burn some ramen noodles up, and you got to make responsible decisions by yourself. And that's something very small, you know, don't open the door for strangers. Don't be talking on the phone, you know what I'm saying? So it starts there. Then you hit middle school. And I was like, catching the bus, like mommy and daddy ain't there to help you catch the bus. You going home, you playing sports for the first time, you facing different things. You might be on A team, B team, C team. You start meeting girls for the first time. Then you go to high school. Now you driving, you know what I'm saying? Now you hanging out. Now you hanging out past 12, 1, 2, 3 in the morning, you know what I'm saying? And then you get to college and now you 100% on your own. You like me, I went out of state, so I'm away from home. I'm meeting new friends. That's another thing, you know what I'm saying? You gotta meet people, you know what I'm saying? You can't be afraid to get out your box. So I feel like you grow at stages. I hate for somebody to be like, it was this one decisive point in my life. I really dislike that because it's hard to break it down to a decisive point. And then you hypnotize people to look for that point. Like, oh, I'm waiting for this amazing moment. When really the whole time it's been happening gradually, slowly but surely. And then it hits you again when you graduate from college. Whether you play sports like me, you go play pro like I did, you know what I'm saying? Even that can come to an end at some point. So you're still, it's just a continuation of growing. So you got to just continually grow in your mind and you got to be open to new things. And the number one thing, a thing about me, I tend to, whenever I see a person elder than me in public and I get a chance to share a sensible conversation, I'll ask them. I'll really ask this. Real life, I do this. I ask any older person I see if I get a chance to talk to them, what is the most important lesson that you learned in your life? And 8 to 9 times out of 10, a lot of the times they're going to tell me, stop caring about what other people think. Stop caring about the perception of other people, because when you care about that, you live in people's shadows and you live in this ghost. So you're constantly thinking, oh, what I got ain't good as them. You're driving your car. You're seeing other cars going, oh, I want a Maserati. If you get tranquilized into that way of thinking, you'll never have enough. Your girlfriend will never be the best looking in the room. You'll never have the best car. You'll never have the most money in your bank account. You'll never have the best house, the best dog. You can't get caught up in that. Go back to what we was talking.
Shout out to J. Cole. J. Cole got a song. Everybody know it. Love Yours. And he said in his song, like, you will never, ever, ever be happy if you never think what you got is ever enough.
Love Yours, bro. You have to. Because it was given to you for a reason. No matter what you believe in, whether you're an atheist or you believe in God, that's cool. But it was given to you in some way, shape, or form, you know what I'm saying, for a reason. So definitely be grateful on days where you don't feel the best. Practice gratitude. Practice things that you're grateful for. It's always something to be grateful for. If you're breathing, that's something to be grateful for right there off the rib. So, you know what I'm saying? Just practice that and, you know, be happy. You know what I'm saying? Attempt to be happy. Some people don't even want to attempt. It's about the attempt.
But it starts with a positive mind, accompanied with what you're saying, with a positive outlook, but it starts with a positive mindset, because if you look at every situation from a negative side of it, you already like hindering yourself. Like, you already hindering yourself because you're expecting, you never looking at the good that could happen in a situation. So always like see the positive sometimes. You don't always have to see a situation as a negative. You know what I mean? Like, see the positive in certain situations. Some may go wrong, but see the positive in that, you know what I mean? So we're not dwelling and bringing in those negative thoughts into our mind, because our mind is a muscle and we need to train that muscle as well.
For sure. As I'm going about this conversation, I just said something. I said, I always ask people that's older than me questions. You know, as I get older, I'm 24 now. I always ask people questions. What was the best thing that you ever learned in life? What is the most valuable thing? But as we was talking, I'm thinking to myself, how would I answer that question? And one thing I would say that's super important that has done me a lot in my life, this might not work for everybody, but I would definitely suggest like getting you an OG and recognize what OG mean. OG mean offering game. Just because somebody is older than you don't make them an OG. Your OG could be younger. Anybody offering you game is an OG, you know what I'm saying? Get around somebody who gonna put good thoughts in your head, positive thoughts, make you think the right way, make you think of something that's good, make you think of something that's like, yeah, that works. That's a good thing. Don't hang around people that's on the same level as you. Always constantly surround yourself about people on a higher level thinking, you know what I'm saying? And OG has nothing to do with, oh, I respect him, or oh, he's my big homie, or nothing like that. OG could just simply be somebody that you look to for game, or they give you game or something like that. Is 100 ways a slice of cake. You know what I'm saying? But definitely get you somebody that a mentor, an OG, a role model, somebody that you can constantly use as a feed information, but make sure they're talking the right things, though. That's one of my things. What do you think is one of the most valuable things that you learned in life thus far, Solo?
Oh, man, shit. First, shit. Persevere, really. Like, since I've been in this world, like, I think, like, that's been, like, one of my things, regardless. What I don't give a fuck what happens, bro. Everybody gonna go through ups. Everybody gonna go through downs. Everybody gonna have their wins. We all gonna have our losses, like. But you gotta fight the fight. You gotta continue to fight. Like, at the end of the day, that's what you gotta do. You know what I mean? You gotta do it when you play football, bro. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was motherfucking games. You was like, man, I don't even want to do this shit no more. Like, coach ain't playing me. This ain't this. This ain't that. Woo, off the bend. But at the end of the day, you still had a mission, and you had a goal in mind, and you set out to accomplish that goal with whatever, by any means necessary. That's how you approached it. By any means necessary, I'm finna get this done. I want to get to the pros. You know what I'm saying? You made it there. You know what I mean? Like, by any means necessary. So, like, the biggest thing I think I just learned and what my family instilled in me was persevere, bro. Regardless what goes on in life, nigga, don't give up. Don't give up.
Never give up. And speaking of never getting up, we're gonna slide over to our sponsor for this week. You know what I'm saying? You want a deal? You wanna deal on a car? You wanna get a ride? You in the Waterloo City Falls area? Come holler at my mans real quick. We'll be right back.
Sitting at home or work on Facebook, watching these great deals pass you by, you keep procrastinating over and over, like maybe I'll get Penny a call tomorrow or maybe next week. No, do it right now. I'll be here before you go to work. I'll be here after you get off work. Quit making it complicated. It's easy.
I think the main thing we wanted to just cover something in all areas. We wanted to get you to kind of see, like, no matter what you want to do, we wanted to paint that picture for you and kind of show you how it's done and how to do it. And, you know, hopefully you can go back and look at this and we can get to the point 100 episodes in and we can have it set up to the point where every profession, any profession you ever thought or dreamed of, we got somebody here that can tell you how they did it, how they went about it. And I feel like when we can cross that goal, we really did. So that's going to take a lot of episodes and a lot of work. But hey, we here for it. We're going to take it to a section that's near and dear to my heart. I had to give it a moment of silence, my bad. But today we're going to talk about sports. And it ain't even a competition today. You know, Floyd Money May, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes he do expedition matches. But this is a good subject to get to know us a little bit more personal and just to get a little bit different type of feel. But what I will ask you, Solo, is what is your best sports moment ever in your life? Like, yeah, you don't even got to really be your best.
My favorite moment is being East High, Waterloo East High, in any damn basketball game. That's always my favorite moment, bro. Okay. I don't give a fuck. It's always being East High, bro. West High till I die. And that's for everybody. That's a Wohawk. Goddamn.
So my best sports memory, I'll probably say I got a lot, man, just with all type of sports that I played. I mean, I got plenty of memories from running track. So much fun. I had so much fun from football for sure, from winning East High's first state football playoff game in I don't know how many years with that cast we had. You know, then
going shout out Desmond.
Yeah, definitely shout out Desmond at QB. Shout out Russell D. So many names. Like, I hate to say some names and leave some stuff out. So just know that Solomon said Desmond's name. I love the whole team. All airy dude.
Hey, man, it ain't no hard blood. I'm just shouting out MPRD. You know what I'm saying? Make those
right now. That Solo's doing, man. I love everybody putting that jersey with me, man, because we did some tremendous things from going to college, you know what I'm saying, to winning some crucial games and clutch times. To going to the pro, you know what I'm saying, and having the
What was your best pro moment and college moment?
It's hard. I never really thought about that. I mean, I had games like a lot of tackles. I had picks.
You ever pancake one? You ever get to?
Yeah. I got a little son. I probably want to say the best one to me is when I started returning kicks my junior year. That really got me turned up. I didn't take one back to the crib, but it was just exhilarating. And, you know, it's just something about people kicking the ball off to you and you just returning it and, like, the whole team trying to tackle you. And it's like they running 100 yards full head of steam. So I think that really got me excited. But honestly, man, I had such a long career, man. I've been playing football since I was 4 or 5 years old. So I had like 20 years of experience. So, man, it's a lot, bro. I hate to say certain moments because I appreciate them all. I appreciate the moments where I might've got juked or I might've got caught on or I might've got, you know, embarrassed because those moments made me a better player as well. I don't just appreciate the sunlight. I appreciate the moments where I had a hard practice, where I was hurt, where I had to overcome obstacles because all of those things taught me how to persevere, like you said earlier, how to overcome things. So I'm just as proud as the dark moments as the shining bright moments, for sure, mm-hmm. for sure. But just overall, man, if I had to say a personal moment, I would just say just the longevity, man, to really set your mind to do something and to take it all the way. And to just continue to keep pounding that rock and keep pounding that rock and say you're going to do something and then do it. I think that really shows who you are as a man where you can look somebody, you know, I look my dad in his eyes, you know, I look people in their eyes and I tell them what I was going to set out to do. And I did it. And people doubted me. People said I was strong enough, fast enough, big enough, but I just kept overcoming. And you know what I'm saying? I made a lot of great things happen. So I'm definitely proud of the work that I put in. And I know I can't wait to get back to it, whether that's coaching, or you know, whatever. I definitely want to get back into the game in some way, shape, or form.
So man, you got to, bro. You got to. That's a perfect way to give back. You know what I mean? All that knowledge and experience that you gain, you know what I mean? That's how you pay that shit forward to the youth.
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean,
I want to talk about something else though about sports though, bro. Overtime. You know what I'm saying? All the young kids doing it. They trying to start a league, bro. And they trying to pay high school cats like $100,000 to play. Like, did you know about it? Do you think this will go over well? Like, give me your opinion.
I don't know nothing about overtime starting a league. All I know is if I'm in high school and somebody offered me $100K,
to who?
Come on, man. I mean, it's just really a discussion we gotta have, bro. Coming from where we come from, you know what I'm saying? Not even coming from where we come from, any high school kids, not right. Very many high school kids who got $100K sitting there. It's not very many adults who have $100,000 sitting in their bank account. So to tell me I can get $100K for dribbling a basketball for a season, come on, man, sign me up. Sign me up right now.
So what do you think will be that trickle effect, though? Because reading the article, it talks about they not trying to interfere with, like, college and all of that. But, like,
man, ain't no trickle.
They start this league. How are they going to continue?
Playing college sports ain't no trickle effect. If anything, it's payback. You know how much money they owe us?
No, but I'm saying, do you think do you think kids going to go this route and say skip going to college and be like, shit, I just made $100K with this. I'm finna go straight G League.
They should.
That's what I'm saying. That's the trickle down. That's what I'm saying. Like, is LA going to lose players because of this? You know what I mean?
Education is valuable, but self-education is even more valuable, bro. Anything they missing out from going to college, bro, they can learn. If you have money, you go to college to get money. I'm going to keep it real. You go to college to be able to put yourself in a better position to get money. So if you can get money and learn later, do that. Do that. Learn simultaneously as you get money, but get your money, man. Because at any point in time, I know money ain't everything, but money make a lot of stuff a lot easier, man. Go get your money. You know what I'm saying? Stack up. Get your family right. Get in a good position. You know what I'm saying? Because that's one thing you can knock off your block. Then if you still feel the need to learn this and that and that and this, college got a lot of Houdini classes, man. They're going to be in there wasting time. You're going to do a lot of classes that you ain't never going to use. You're going to learn X minus Y plus B equals C over 35, 600, whatever it is. And you ain't never going to use it. You know, the only math that I use since I've been graduated for the last year is addition and subtraction.
Subtraction and multiplication.
That's all you're going to need is you're going to have to learn how to count a dollar bill. And that's straight up fact. And do your taxes. But that's another question for another day. At the end of the day, man, if you're in a position to go get your money, man, go get it, man. Because you're not always going to be in a position where you're to somebody to pay you like that. So, yes, go get your money. 10 times out of 10, go get your money. Straight up.
Especially if it's your passion, go get that check.
You know what I'm saying? But without further ado, man, you know, that's what we do. We coming back with a 1v1 episode. Big guests on the way. You know what I'm saying? Don't think we went nowhere because we ain't never going nowhere. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? Merch. Like I said, you see me rocking the hat. See me.
Go get you one. Shout out to my man Marley Mass, Marley Washington, man. He custom hats, bro. He do it all.
Solo guy here too in the cut. You know, you might see him in the street or something. You know, if you see him in the street with the You Hear Me Girl, shout out Solo. Say you hear me. You know what I'm saying? Let him know how you feeling. Yeah. Let him know you getting up good vibes from the show. man, I hope whatever y'all are doing today, man, y'all having a blessed day. Continue to do what you want to do, because life is short. So be proud of the moments that you have. Don't write your book based off anybody else but your own, man. Keep it real. Stay true. And that's all I got for you. Solo, let them know before I close it out, man.
Hey, man, y'all be blessed.
And you already know how it goes down. If you trying to get, come here. If you trying to get to sun today, if you trying to be somebody, if you trying to go somewhere, if you trying to do something new, if you trying to be better than you was, you better start today.